Greg Michael Patrick, and this is Career Chat. In this episode of Career Chat, we speak with Kelly Walls. Kelly is a Miami University alum from the class of 2006, with a major in mass communication and a minor in vocal performance. While at Miami, Kelly sang for the Miami University Collegiate Choral and the Miami University Opera. Upon graduating from Miami, Kelly took a position at Fifth Third Bank, but clearly her love, her drive, her passion was for the opera. Kelly recounts, via cell phone, her Miami experience.
Your call request has been activated.
Well, when I first even knew I was going to Miami, first of all, I was really excited because I know it's a good school, but then on your application, you have to put what you want to major in, and then that's when I knew right away, uh-oh, I'm already undecided. So I liked math in high school, so I decided to major in math. And I liked singing, so I'm like, oh, you know, I'll try majoring in music performance. So, and this is just because I liked those subjects. I wasn't even thinking about 4 years from that point, graduating and needing a career. I was just focused on a major. So, you know, initially coming to Miami, career was not on the mind. I was just really excited about college in general, being with my parents, you know, studying and learning new things. So I started off with those two majors. Then I, halfway through my freshman year, I was like, math. I'm like, this is horrible. Why am I studying math? So I dropped that major, and then I was just majoring in music performance. You know, I really loved singing. I was taking music theory classes, diction, sight singing, and it was all really fun and good, but it was actually music overload. It got too much. I was singing so much that it was like taking the joy out of it. So, let's see, then I came back my sophomore year at Miami, and I just decided to kind of minor in voice, and then I wanted to try and find out what other majors I might be interested in, so I took a bunch of elective classes, which, you know, you have to do at Miami, you take a ton of elective classes, so I just landed in a public relations class, and I was like, oh, wow, this is a really interesting subject, you know, what major is this for, and they're like, oh, that'd be towards a communications degree, so somewhere in my sophomore year, I thought communications would be a great major. I found the classes interesting, and I could still sing as a voice minor and kind of mesh those majors together. So I've always kind of had two interests at once while at school. And then I guess, you know, towards my junior and senior year, then that's when the career focus started. You know, my parents and your teachers and advisors are like, okay, you're graduating soon. What are you going to do when you graduate? And, you know, I still didn't know, but I don't know. I guess towards the end of my senior year, we went to the career fair, and there's like a bunch of different businesses there that you can like interview with and see if you'd be a good fit for their company. So, you know, I gave the career fair a try, and I guess my whole time at Miami, I've always been kind of decided and struggling with what to do, you know, with my certain talents.
Without a doubt, getting started in the arts can be a struggle. And Kelly felt her interviewing skills needed a little polish because interviewing for a job, any job, can be a bit unnerving.
What if I have to go to the bathroom during the interview?
Oh, it definitely helped calm my nerves because after I did the mock interview, then when I had real interviews, I was like, oh, I've already done this before. I'll be fine. Okay. So just a little extra bit of practice, I think, did help me give me that edge when I was interviewing. And I've always been kind of uneasy about interviews because I know people are always going to ask me, oh, what's your dream job? So since I had the mock interview, it kind of helped me to not be as nervous about that.
Graduation was directly ahead of Kelly at this point. And with graduation, other concerns, practical concerns, presented themselves.
I think it was the pressure of knowing that when I was done graduating, I needed a job point blank. no matter what it was in, I needed a way to support myself because my parents, you know, no longer would be doing that. And, you know, I'd be living on my own. And at first I said, you know, I'm not sure if this is what I want to do, but hey, Fifth Third Bank, do you have other departments within the Fifth Third Corporation? And they're like, yeah, we have a marketing department. You know, we have our own communications department. So I figured taking a job at a bank and getting experience, then I could move into other fields within Fifth Third. So I took the job for that reason, and I took it because they offered me a position and they offered me a really good salary. And I'm like, hey, that sounds good for right now because I don't really have anything else going for me. I'm singing with the Cincinnati Opera, but that's only a summertime gig. So, you know, I was like, well, hey, Fifth Third Bank, at the end of the summer, that's when I would like to start my job. And they were totally all for it. They really supported that I sang in the summertime and thought it was great. So I'm like, oh, a company that supports, you know, my musical goals, that's kind of cool. So it just seemed like a great answer, and my parents were really happy, and they knew that if I took that job that I would be, I could support myself and, you know, not have to worry financially. So in those respects, it just kind of made sense.
So with a little financial security, Kelly could begin building her career in the opera on the side. We asked Kelly what other means she used to help her along towards her goals. She replied that even while at Miami, networking was essential.
The same old story. It's not what you know, it's who you know.
Specifically, I guess I would say I would even have two teams of support groups at Miami. I had an advisor who I was really close with in the communications department who was helping me kind of figure out my career goals in that realm, what I liked about communications, you know, advertising and marketing and film design. And then I had another, well, she still is my advisor. She's my voice teacher who was helping me with the whole music field and what it's like to be a singer and, you know, letting me know that, hey, this is a really competitive business. But, you know, she was my support system on that side. Also, I had a lot of friends who were singers like me, and we all kind of, you know, hung out together and were our own support. And then I also had some friends and colleagues from the mass communications field, too, you know, and we always talked about what we're going to do when we're graduating and stuff like that. So that was another support system. And back to the Office of Career Services, me having that place to go to ask questions, that was also a really good support system for me.
So Kelly had a well-crafted, growing support network, good interviewing skills, and financial stability with her day job. But as time wore on, Kelly realized she needed a little more flexibility in her day job, more, in fact, than her current employer could offer. It was time for a change, leaving behind that stability, but finding something else altogether.
The reality of it is I was making a lot of money to very little money. I mean, when you're in college, finances, don't see me be as big of a deal because you're in school, you're with your friends, and you just want to have fun. When you graduate, it's very realistic. Me and my boyfriend live together. We have mortgage payments, car payments, insurance, all this stuff. So I was making a really good salary at Fifth Third Bank, full benefits. And then when I made the decision to leave Fifth Third, my benefit stopped. The money was very unstable because I was, like, when you have singing jobs, it's great money. But the music business is very fickle. You won't always find work. Auditions don't always go well. So just really financially was, like, the biggest thing to try and overcome. And also, like, I feel like certain members of my family are like, what are you doing? You know, you have this great corporate job, you know, you're a manager. What, like, why are you just kind of throwing all that away? And not everyone will understand, you know, well, my heart wasn't in it. So it's been a lot of second guessing myself. And on the financial end, the way that I'm currently even still doing this, the way that I figured out how to get through that is I'm now employed with a temp agency here in Cincinnati. And I've been just working jobs temporarily. So it's still enough money to live off of, you know, but it's nothing permanent. So that works for me. So if I do have a singing job with the opera, I can tell my job, I can tell the temp agency, and they don't care. They're like, oh, that's fine, go sing, come back, we'll find you a new job. So in the meantime, you know, interim before I start figuring things out, it's kind of a good idea. And also what's good about the temp agency that I really love, and actually the offices of career services, they clued me in on this too. Temp agencies are great for people who are undecided. I know I want to sing, but there could be other jobs out there that I'm also good at, and I don't know what they are. So working at a temp agency is great because you're placed at different types of environments, you get exposure to different fields, you know, you're working in a new office every couple of months, and just that experience alone is starting to help me define what other jobs that I can be good at. Whereas if you're just at one job, that's all you see and that's all you know. So, yeah, there's flexibility for me to sing.
To better illustrate the advantages of networking in the real world, Kelly tells us a little bit about her interview with the Cincinnati Opera.
I am truly impressed.
I walked in and they asked me, who do you study with? I said, I study with Allison Acord. And they right away knew who she was. They're like, oh, yes, we know her. She's great. You know, what school do you go to? I said, I go to Miami University. And right away, oh, yes, we know lots of people there. You know, so definitely networking, you know, will give you that competitive edge because they know who you study with. So that makes you, that gives you a good reputation. So I think that could have been like a helping factor in me even getting hired the first time. So when I went back to the Cincinnati Opera the next year, my networking was I knew all of the people who I was singing for, you know. So they're like, oh, good to see you again. You know, how are you? And so them just knowing you definitely helps rather than if you just kind of go in there cold turkey. So, yeah, definitely networking is huge in the music industry. And it works, though, for I think the personalities that singers tend to have is, you know, we're really outgoing, we like meeting people, we're friendly, and so that, you know, it all kind of helps roll in one big package to make a successful audition.
Kelly wraps up this episode of Career Chat with a few tips to help aspiring singers.
Be prepared, son. That's my motto. Be prepared.
Because this business is so competitive, you have to assume everybody auditioning with you is just as much prepared as you are. So you have to have that extra edge. You know, knowing the song you're going to perform inside and out, knowing how to put your feeling and your gut into it. So when you do become that prepared, getting ready for an audition, with that comes confidence. And the second you walk into an audition room, the people who are listening to you know if you're confident or not. Just the first few steps, I think, when you walk in the room, they're like, okay, she's confident, she knows what she's doing. So that's definitely a factor that you have to have as a singer, because if you don't have that, why would they put you on stage, you know? So those two things, definitely. And specifically with opera singers, is the whole time leading up to an audition, you know, I would say months before, it's a lot about keeping healthy and keeping your voice healthy, practicing every day, you know, not drinking a lot of caffeine. Just vocal health is very important. Getting your sleep, lots of water. So, yeah, that's the bulk of really doing well in audition, I feel.
Career Chat is brought to you by Miami University's Office of Career Services.